Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Living Single in Your City. This is a nightly show where we talk about everything from mild to wild in the life of those that are living single. We're always looking for hot topics, and we're also open to interviews with other people within the community that are living single and doing great big things. If you'd like to be interviewed on a show or be a possible guest in the near future, please contact us on our website at livingsingle.org or find us on Facebook at Living Single Across America or hit us up on Instagram at Living Single AA.
All right. Tonight is our nightly call for Living Single. Thank you so much to our listeners for listening in, and thank you to so many people that were able to dial in tonight. Nicole, how are you doing tonight, lady?
I'm all right.
All right. Did you have a pretty good day?
It was all right.
Just all right? Well, yeah. I'm not really sure if it's going to get better, but we're going to see what we can do about that, because tonight our topic is talking about sex, but not just about sex. Sex and being single in the era of STDs. Are you excited to talk about that?
I guess.
I know, right? That's definitely not everybody's favorite topic. But a couple of things I wanted to share, and then I wanted to ask you a couple of questions, and we're just going to kind of go from there. And just so people will know and realize, I wanted to share that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, which is actually called the CDC, estimates that there are approximately 20 million new STD infections each year. Think about that for a minute. Almost 20 million new infections each year. Almost half of them among young people ranges from ages 15 to 24. The cost of the STDs to the United States healthcare system is estimated to be as much as $16 billion annually. Think about that for a second. So, Nicole, when you hear numbers like that, what goes on through your mind?
I mean, that's crazy to hear that number, because, you know, you don't really know. And a lot of people don't look up statistics and stuff like that. So it's crazy to hear that number.
Yeah, to hear 20 million new cases every year, that's crazy. $16 billion. If you have background noises, just press *6 to mute. Also, with sexually transmitted diseases, it's been on the rise for years, according also to the CDC. And they're talking about statistics or cases in reference to combined cases of syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia. The three most commonly reported STDs reached an all-time high in the United States in 2018. And I'm going to share that again. Syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia reached the three most commonly reported STDs, reaching an all-time high in 2018. Now, I just want to share a couple more things in reference to statistics, and then I want to ask you guys a couple of questions. Lastly, from 2007 to 2018, claims aligns with STD diagnosis as a percentage of all medical claims increased normally 76%. And this is the thing. Everyone knows that we have all these different diseases and things out there, but guess what? The statistics are still increasing. All right, welcome to the call, H. How are you doing tonight?
good. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And also, we have Nicole on the line. All right, so what I wanted to ask you guys was a couple of questions. First question is, are you aware or did you know that there's a website for people that actually have STDs? Nicole, did you know that?
I knew that there was an actual website for people that have HIV and AIDS. I mean, is there? Do they have one that also includes all the other type of diseases?
Well, I'm talking. I'm sorry. I should have said a dating site.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that? Okay. How about you, H? Did you know that?
Did I know that they had a dating site for people with just STDs? Nah,
uh-huh.
I didn't know that. That's some new shit right there.
Okay. I know you just came on a little late, so I just wanted to share. Tonight we're talking about sex and being single in the era of STDs, and I want to know how you guys feel about it. But first, let me share with you guys, as well as any of our listeners, there is a website, and the website is called meetpositive.com. And I want to share a little bit about this website because the reality is people are infected. People have the disease. So everyone deserves love regardless. So someone came up with a website, and it's called meetpositive.com. It's the number one STD dating website. Meet positive singles and get community support. And let me just share a little information on what it says. Built for the STD positive people. MP, which is Meet Positive, is an alternative to dating and a second chance for positive people who live with a sexually transmitted disease. Our goal is to help impacted people feel normal again in a relationship. MP helps positive singles avoid the embarrassment and possible rejection by telling the potential mate about their condition. Our members join because we want them to find others that they can date with that may experience the same struggles. So let me ask you two, now that I've shared this information with you and you know there is a site out there for people that actually have a sexually transmitted disease, what are your thoughts and how do you feel about this, just in your opinion?
I don't personally feel any type of way. I mean, more power to them. Knock on wood, thank goodness I'm not a part of that shit. So, no more power to them and doing their thing and being positive, finding love, I guess. Like, I guess it don't matter if you both got syphilis, because you're going to do all syphilis to each other. So, I mean, I guess I'm happy for them. So, like I said, knock on wood. It ain't my journey.
Okay. I understand that. How about you, Nicole?
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, it really basically makes me no difference. It doesn't affect me. So, really, you know, I'm glad that they actually have a site just for them, you know, just so they are able to meet people that is going through similar things that they are going through.
Okay. Well, I want to share something else with you on the site and that I want to give my thoughts about it. It says, Meet Positives understand what it's like to have a secret. So why would we want you to download the app? We created our website to be 100% on any type of device, no matter what you use. And they have definitely a discreet website for people to actually join. And one thing about STDs is, sexually transmitted infections are some of the most hidden epidemics in the United States. And a lot of people have this stuff and they don't want anyone to know. And, of course, I understand that. So when I found out that they had a site like this, I was very excited about it because regardless of what someone's diagnosis is, regardless of what disease someone may have, people deserve to have someone. And if there's a place or a community with someone that has similar diagnosed and some similar diseases can still connect and find true love, I think it's powerful and I think it's amazing because people are still human. And too many times people are discriminated against, not just because of race, but because of certain things they have, certain things they don't have, their location, et cetera, et cetera. So this is another opportunity to be able to help millions of people that otherwise could have been just all by themselves. So I'm definitely glad that there is something like that out there. The next question I wanted to ask you two is this. We're talking about tonight being single in the era of STDs. So keeping that in mind, my next question is this. When you meet a person, do you have the sex talk with them? Meaning, do you talk about, like, their sexual history, partners, who they slept with, have they been tested, any questions? Like, when you meet a person, do you have that talk? If so, how long before you have that talk? All right, talk to me, H.
I don't really have that talk. I just, you know, for me, I don't have that talk specifically. I like, the first talk I have, like, look, is there anything you need to tell me personally in your history that I need to know about? And I leave that open, and it, I know it sounds open-ended, but I leave it open because, you know, some people have been, you know, molested, sexually assaulted, you know, have been burned, well, we call it burned, but have an STD or had an STD. Like, I leave it open, so this is your time to tell me, and it stays between us. It's not going to go no further. And I do it like that because I was with somebody one time, and it's when Precious first came out, the movie Precious, and mm-hmm. we were watching it. Mm-hmm. And, like, halfway through the movie, like, she's just bawling. She's just busting out crying. I'm like, damn, I mean, the movie is dark, so we ain't got to watch it. She's like, nah, I went through this type of shit in life. Like, but hers was worse. Like, her older brother sexually assaulted her, was sexually assaulting her whole life. And then her little one, then her second brother tried to protect her and was protecting her. So her oldest brother killed him because he was protecting her, keeping him from raping her, and dumped his body in the bushes one day. So, like, she just started out bawling. So after that, I was like, damn, okay, well, I guess I need to make, you know, figure out, you know, get to know people a little bit more. But, you know, like, you also can't just be like, hey, have you been raped before? Hey, have you been sexually molested? Hey, have you been burnt? Because if it's somebody who hasn't, they're going to feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that what you think of me? Or it might be somebody like, well, damn, if I tell him right now that I got syphilis, gonorrhea, whatever, like, he ain't going to want to fuck with me no more. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of go back to, I think it was like 2 days ago we talked about, I said, like, I believe in honesty. I don't know what conversation it was, like, a day or two ago. But I was like, I believe in honesty. You got to give me the honest so I can make an informed decision about if I'm going to be what you do this or that. So, I know there's a lot of words to say. Like, I don't necessarily say, hey, have you been burnt? But I do have open-ended questions that could be included in.
Then, you know what? I want to ask you, so basically you were actually sitting with her watching a movie and it triggered this trauma in her life.
Yeah. And it was when I tell you, like, crazy, like, it was crazy, like, she seemed, you know, well, she seemed normal, like just a normal, you know, just a normal chick, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when she just started bawling out, I'm like, damn, I mean, like I said, the movie fucked up, but, like, it just brought it all out. That just brought everything out. And that's when she told me all that shit. And I was just like, oh, shit. Like, at that point, like, I had messed with chicks who had, you know, had been sexually assaulted or been raped. But I had never messed with nobody who had been, like, sexually assaulted by a family member. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a whole nother level, especially with some shit that, like, this is not no date night. This is just like a fucking Tuesday afternoon. We just sitting in the house not doing shit because we was both off. So we watched a movie because, you know, this is like back in the burnt DVD days. So I just used to buy a bunch of them at the barbershop and we was just watching it. So it wasn't even no, like, hey, we got to see this Precious movie. It was like, okay, it's just like the first one on the stack. So it was really just on some humbug shit that we even watched it together. But it wasn't even intentional.
Okay. And that's really interesting because the reality is you just never know where someone is in life, what someone has been through, et cetera, et cetera. How about you, Nicole? When you meet a person, do you have the, quote-unquote, sex talk with them, talk about partners, sexual history, encounters, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, honestly, no, that is not the very first conversation that we have for the simple fact. I do not plan on just jumping in the bed with you right off for real. I plan on us getting to know each other and go from there. And, of course, you know, everything comes out within a period of time or process. And I've actually had guys that actually would show their paperwork because they will be ready to have sex or whatever. And I'm like, no. And you know, they were just trying to prove a point. But the thing is that I value myself. And, you know, and another thing, I think that's probably the reason that I stayed in the on-and-off-again relationship that I was in for 12 years because it was somebody I knew, and I knew that this guy, he loved his body as much as I did. So I knew that when it came down to it, it wouldn't be nothing. So, I'm just very cautious when it comes to the aspects in that area.
Okay. Well, no, that definitely makes sense. And the thing is, I'm sure a lot of us, we love ourselves and we love our body, but guess what? 20 million people every year are still coming up positive with some type of STI. And why, I'm not really sure. So I want to ask you guys another question. Now, this question is kind of personal. And I'm okay if you say pass because I'm definitely respecting someone's privacy. Next question is, in the last 10 years, have you had unprotected sex without being tested? Like, have you literally had sex with someone and you or them did not disclose recent tests to verify that you didn't have any sexually transmitted disease? Yes, no, and why not?
Okay, hold on. Say the question. Okay, say the questions again for me. One more time.
My question is, in the last 10 years, okay, can you hear me, H?
Yeah, I can hear you. No, I just want to make sure I answer the whole question.
Okay, in the last 10 years, have you had unprotected sex where you and the person you had sex with had not shared or disclosed your recent test papers to make sure you didn't have any STI, but you still had sex with them? Yes, no, why or why not?
Yes, I have, and she was my significant other, and we had just talked for so long that, you know, we built up a level of trust. So at no point did we ever ask each other, "Had I just been raped? Did you just get tested? Did I just get tested?" Like, we never even had that conversation. Like, we were just, you know, we were just good. But
okay.
The funny thing about that is, though, what broke us up is because she tried to quote unquote claim that I was fucking around on her and I wasn't. And she said, I know you are because something's not right down there. And I was like, okay, well, that's your problem. That ain't got shit to do with me. I know I ain't been fucking around. So we both went to go get a test. I didn't have anything. She was positive, and then she had to admit that she had been fucking around, so that's what ended our relationship.
Wait a minute. You said she was what now?
She had trichomonas.
Trichinosemia, something. So she actually had cheated and caught something?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But was trying to blame me for cheating and saying that I gave her something. So then we both went to the, you know, we both went to go get. I said, all right, you got me fucked up, but you know what? I'll go get. Well, I wasn't doing shit. Well, I was like, okay, bet I'll go get a checkup. You know what I'm saying? And that's when we found out. So I was like, okay, so I don't have nothing. You have something. So you been fucking with me? You know, at first she tried to lie, like, no, I ain't been fucking around. I said, the only way you get the disease is from having sex. And if I don't have it, you got it. You been fucking with somebody. So.
Wow. All right, Nicole, would you care to ask that question?
Well, in the past 10 years, I have had unprotected sex. However, both of us had got tested around the same time. And I guess it just all goes back to, you know, like I told you last night, I did some time in prison, and being that I did time in prison, you know, that's one of the main things that they look at is they test you for every STD in the book. And so, of course, you know, I knew off real that I didn't have anything. So he was like, well, we're going to go to the doctor. So we ended up going to the doctor after we had them slept together. But, yeah, it was just a level of trust.
And you know the thing is, I'm so glad you mentioned level of trust, because I can think back to over the last 10, 15, 20 years that a lot of times, myself included, we meet someone, we're dating them, and we get comfortable, right? Let's say, for example, you meet someone, you're dating them for a couple of weeks, and having sex and using condoms. And then when you get, quote-unquote, comfortable, condoms come off. Nobody's had any tests, though. But we are comfortable. We have that trust. But guess what? We have no idea what happened with the person before. So it's not even – trust really shouldn't even be a factor, because that has nothing at all to do with it. It's about getting those facts and getting that test. But I know so many of us have been guilty of that. So my next question is that, and I just have a couple more questions, you guys. I won't harp on this too much tonight. But my next question is this. Go ahead, H. Oh, of course. Go ahead.
I don't mean to cut you off, but can I say something that's crazy? Y'all probably ain't going to even believe this shit. But I have messed with a few younger women. I just seem to attract young women, not even to be funny. So when I tell you, and this is no bullshit, when I tell you that lightweight using condoms with them sometimes, it's like they look at you like, oh, wait, so you don't trust me? You trying to say I got something? What you trying to say? Like, they almost look at using condoms as like it's a negative. Like, this crazy. Like, they look at it all as a negative. You don't trust me? You think I got some? What you trying to say? Like, damn.
Exactly. Isn't that so ironic? Some people get offended when guys or a woman say, hey, I got a condom. You are exactly right. And guess what? Most people that say that, they've never been tested, and they don't even have a clue. They just get offended. So, nah, that doesn't sound crazy, because I've heard that. That's crazy. All right, so we're talking about sex and being single in the era of STDs. All right, let me share this with you guys before I ask this next question, right? Because I have two more questions for you, then I want to tell you a story. But the next question I'm going to ask you is, why do you think that people don't get tested? And before you guys answer that, let me say this. I remember I had a good friend of mine that had a cousin that had moved to D.C. This was like maybe 7 or 8, maybe 10 years ago. And she said, he's a black male, he's professional, he's college educated, he has a really great job, da-da-da. And he said that, you know, I'm in D.C. now. And he was telling her about the rate of HIV and STDs back in D.C. And it was ridiculous about 10 years ago, right? And he told her that so many women that he had met, after a couple of conversations, they had, you know, he found out they had some type of STI, right? And he said, I've never been to a point in my life like I am now. I feel like in order to date and have companionship, I'm going to have to settle and date with someone that has something. So I'm trying to figure out what's the best STD or STI to deal with, because it's like almost every girl in D.C. has something. And when she told me he said that, I said, are you freaking serious? Like, someone who doesn't have anything is considered – I know people do it, like you can be safe and stuff like that, and that's somebody's personal choice. But I just want to share that with you guys, that that's what she told me her cousin said. He was actually considering dating someone and being okay with them having something, because he didn't feel like he could meet a woman without it. So my question is, why do you think that people do not get tested? you know, there's all types of myths. People say, oh, well, you know, this group of people never get tested. Oh, this group never get tested. You know, there's 110,000 reasons why. So what is your opinion tonight? Why are people not getting tested so they'll know what they have, if anything?
Man, I honestly think, it's just a perception more than anything. Like, or not even that, like, most people just think that I'm invincible, I can't get it, I'm good. Or most people be like, I only had sex with two people, or I only had sex with one person. But shit, that one person, you might think y'all committed and you good, and he or she out there, you know, slinging the pipe or just giving the pussy up to anybody. And you thinking, like, you committed, you in there good, but they out there getting and giving it to everybody, and they gave you something. So you just really never know. You can, as much as you think you can trust the person, look at how many people that thought the baby was there, and then 5-10 years later find out, like, yeah, you know, I was fucking with John down the street, so the baby really ain't yours. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never really know. So it's just a crapshoot, really. But some people just think
you're right.
Like,
you're right. That's a good insight. Cool. Anyone else wants to share?
Go ahead. Well, I personally feel like they don't want to go get tested because they're afraid what they may find out, and you know, it's a risk, especially when you've known that you have been out with multiple people. And you're not being protected. So I think it goes back to them being ashamed if, you know, they find out they actually have something.
Okay, that makes sense. And Hefe, you want to share?
Yes, I just wanted to add to what was just previously said. I feel like it's a mixture of things. I feel like for some people, it has to do with not having the best insurance. Some people, it's not having the best of just knowledge about their medical history. It's fear. It's insecurities. It's a shame, you know, being shameful. It's many things. And I feel like if you look at it as to why don't people go get checked, it's the same reason as to why people don't go to the dentist, why people don't, you know, why women don't go to the GYN. It's like you're sick and you know you're sick or you think you're sick, but you won't go get checked. So I really don't understand why people put themselves through that.
Yeah. Right, and the funny thing you mentioned about going to the dentist, I know some people that say, you know, they didn't really have the money, but I have met so many people that have had great insurance on their job and they hadn't been to the dentist not one time, and you can tell. I'm like, don't you got some insurance? Like, what is the deal? But also,
yeah,
I think it's also about education. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was saying
okay.
You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think also it has sometimes something to do with education. A lot of people just don't understand. That's why I believe so many millions of people, they have jobs, they have great insurance, and they don't take advantage of it because they're not used to it. They're not used to going to the doctor. They're not used to being able to get their eyes checked once a year, get their teeth cleaned once a year, and get the regular checkups, you know, once, twice a year, so on and so forth. And then we normally don't do it until it's too late. All right, so the last question I have tonight is, why do you think that some people that are infected with diseases spread it? I know you guys have heard in the news and in the media, there's been hundreds of situations of people that have diseases, especially HIV positive, and they've actually intentionally infected other people. And I want to share a quick story with you that one of the jobs that I had as soon as I finished college years and years ago, I had a mom come in one day. And she was asking for financial assistance for the company that I worked for. And she had a really great job. She made a whole lot of money. She did have a very high mortgage, but I just couldn't understand why she was always running out of money every month. And I kept pushing her because I needed to understand, because she was looking for financial assistance. And I said, listen, ma'am, it's not checking out. You're leaving out something. Like, what is going on? And then she just busts out crying. I'm like, well, oh, my gosh, like, I want to help you, but, you know, like, what's wrong? Why are you crying? And then she began to tell me a story that her daughter at the time was 18 years old and she wanted to lose her virginity.
And she was at a party one night, and she met this guy that was so good-looking that that's who she lost her virginity to. And she was still smart enough to use a condom. However, he had already put holes in the condoms and had sex with her. Not really sure if it was just one time or if it was several times, but the bottom line is he ended up infecting her with HIV. And she also ended up getting pregnant on that first encounter with him, and the baby was born, but the baby was born blind. And I was devastated. I was absolutely devastated. 18 years old, having sex for the very first time, and she ended up grabbing a guy 10 years older than her that was HIV positive, and he knew it. And I know of so many situations like that. It's like people have the, if I got it, you're going to have it too. So I don't know if you guys have known of any situations like that, and I really hope not. But if you could just fathom and think, why in the hell would someone want to do that? Why in the hell would someone that's infected with any type of disease and they know it and intentionally spread it by having unprotected sex with someone else? Can you even imagine that? And why do you think someone would even do that?
Yeah, I mean, I've never known no person that did that ever. Thank goodness. But I think the thought process is like the world. Like, I know I'm going because it's incurable. So I think the thought process is like the everybody. I'm going to die, everybody else is going to die. But, man, that's some fucked up. It's still a fucked up way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, to know that you got it. And the poke holes in the condom. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is, like, that's just next level fucked up. Like, that's just on a whole nother level right there. I mean, like, you, like, the baby born blind. Now, the baby's mom might not make it to see the baby grow up, which that's could be for anybody. You never know. Life isn't guaranteed. But, you know, she got a death sentence all because she just wanted to experience sex for the first time. Like, I couldn't even fathom thinking about not only just getting somebody pregnant, but getting HIV too on the first shot. Like, damn, that's crazy as fuck.
That's double messed up, literally. And it is, and not to get off topic, but when I started working this job in case management, and I was telling friends the different situations that happened and people that came through, I didn't tell them names, of course. It got to a point, shit was real. My friends would say, listen, don't even call me. Like, if you're going to talk about your job and what's going on in the world, because people did not want to know. And I was scared straight. Like, literally, for a few years, I'm like, listen, don't even look at me, because it's a whole another world out there. So, ladies, what are you guys thinking about that? Like, can you even imagine, like, somebody doing this? Why do you think somebody does that?
They don't care. I mean, that's sad.
So my last question for tonight, and this is my bonus question, single and being single in the era of STDs. We talked last night about COVID-19, being single, and H, you had me laughing today thinking about one story that I read about some girl and just kind of her being alone. And she's like, oh, my gosh, you know, I can get sick in here. I'll be by myself. You was like, she just used the COVID-19 as an excuse. She just sounded like she's lonely. But as a person that's single, there's so many different things that we go through when you're not married, whether you're on the journey to get married or whether you're just open to casual dates and get-togethers. So my last question for tonight as a bonus is this. Are you concerned with dating in this era and dealing with STDs, being a person who's not married? And before you answer, let me say this. Unfortunately, some people that are married, they think that this is only a single person's problem. And I'm sorry to inform you, this is an everybody problem. Because just because you're married don't mean nothing. Because everybody is not still faithful at all times, unfortunately. So, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that you're on this call today and you're not married, are you concerned with dating and dealing with somebody that may possibly have some type of STD? Is that a concern of yours?
Yes.
It is. It definitely is. But it's one thing, it comes to the trust, and, you know, knock on wood, that anybody I've actually, like, been with, I guess we just developed enough trust, and we trusted each other that something like that, we would have told each other. So I've been blessed because
like I just said, like, I've never actually physically asked anybody, like, hey, do you got an STD? It's just, you know, the trust aspect just came into it, I guess you could say.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing that, H. How about you? Oh, gosh, there's two H. H as in Harold and H as in Hefe. Oh, that's scary. How about you, Hefe?
I hear what H is saying, but I also kind of have to disagree. It's like, yes, you want to trust your significant other or who you're in a situationship with, a relationship with, but at the same time, it's like, when, you know? I know one of you guys, somebody have seen it in the movies, seen it in music videos where it's like, you trust that person, but at the same time, that person still did dirty by you. They still went behind your back and did something. They still cheated on you. So it's like, when it comes to your health, because we only have one life, trust don't mean nothing. Trust doesn't hold water to anything. Like, I cannot stress that enough. And the only reason why I say that is because I have had family members who have died from it. And I'm speaking on in terms of AIDS. I've had family members who have died from it, and it's nothing to joke around with at all. I cannot stress that enough. So it's like, you know, I feel like when you're in a relationship, you have to have that talk. Like, it's not an easy talk to have, but, you know, you got to have it. You have to have it, and you should definitely get tested.
I mean, I definitely get what you're saying, and I'm not denying anything you're saying, but that's still a trust thing, because you can have that talk and that person can still lie and say, I've never had anything or I don't have nothing. So you still got to trust that they tell them the truth.
And I understand that, but the results aren't going to lie. Their mouth may be the lie, but the results will never lie. A test will always give you the results that this is what you have and this is just what it is at the end of the day.
All right. Well, we have about 5 more minutes, and I want to go and give a couple of tips and things we can do to prevent STDs. But before I do that, I know someone probably has something else they want to share to close out and just give a final thought or comment about something. So I'm going to go ahead for the next 2 minutes if anyone wants to share any final comments.
No, I'm good. I said a lot today.
You said every day. How about you, Nicole?
I'm good.
All right. So basically, as we got started tonight, I said that each year over 20 million new cases of STDs are being diagnosed. And there's over $16 billion that's being spent in reference to medication, treatment, et cetera, et cetera. And I think it was H that said some people don't think that it can happen to them. Well, guess what? I understand that. But I'm here to tell you, it can happen to anyone. I have several people that I know in family as well as friendship network that has been exposed to different types of diseases over a period of time, and it's no joke. And let me tell you this before, and it's not funny at all, but I think about, let me see what part of this story I'm willing to share. A friend of mine called me one time, this was well over a decade ago, and I was home at my apartment, and she called me a couple of times, and I had company, and she kept calling. I was like, why in the world does this girl keep calling me? And so I grabbed the phone. I was kind of out of it. I'm like, hello? And she said, I just got from the doctor. I got H, da-da. And I sat up in my bed. I said, what the hell did you say? Because I thought she said, I have HIV. And she said, I just came from the doctor. I got HPV. And I'm like, you mean HIV?
Yeah.
And she said, no, HPV. And I said, well, what the hell is that? She's like, I don't know. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't know? And she said, I went to the doctor, and she kind of went through the whole process and said he tested her for it and gave her some medication or something and gave her a pamphlet. I'm like, but no, when you ask him, like, what the hell is it? How you get it? How you get rid of it? Like, I'm asking all these questions. She was like, I don't know. And she just broke down crying, and she was really confused. And this very same friend also had gonorrhea twice. And when she went the first time and got gonorrhea, the doctor said, you've been bad. You got the disease. You've been with a boy that wasn't clean. And he gave her a dose. He gave her a prescription. And she went and got it filled. And she said it was one for you and for your partner. And she said, screw the partner. I'm just going to keep it. And guess what? Less than 3 months later, she went back to that same doctor again that and had gonorrhea twice. And she didn't need a new prescription because she had from the last time before. Anyway, I said that to say I was embarrassed for her. I was extremely embarrassed. And she said, oh, I'm so embarrassed, T. And I said, I'm embarrassed too. Like, how the hell you get this shit twice? And then she later got HPV, which I think, I'm not really sure a whole lot about it, but it's not really a cure. It's like treatment and ointment that you can put, like, when you have certain types of breakouts or whatever. But people think it can't happen to them, but it can. And it's embarrassing. I'm sorry. Go ahead, H.
No, I was just going to say, you got to be really, you got to quit fucking the person you fucking with that gave you something the first time. She went back to the dude. Like, damn.
Exactly. And you know what she said? Because she mentioned it to him, and he said he was going to go handle it. And evidently, he didn't handle it. You understand? How the hell he going to go handle it, and you just going to take his word for it? And you're going to have unprotected sex again?
Right. She went back to the white. Like, if you just, again, knock on wood, like, you burn me, we done, because I already want to knock your head off your fucking shoulders, so
exactly, oh my gosh, look, listen, we're going to close out, like, 5 ways to prevent STDs, and I'm going to laugh, because that was well over 10 years ago, might have been 15, but guess what, it's not a laughing matter. People are dying every day because of different types of sexually transmitted diseases. I told you the story about an 18-year-old girl, and this happens all the time. Our life is precious, so we need to protect ourselves. So here are 5 ways to prevent STD. Number 1, abstinence. The most reliable way, guess what, keep yourself to your damn self. If you don't have to do it, don't do it. That's number 1. Number 2, vaccines. There are safe, effective, and recommended ways to prevent if you have hepatitis B and HPV. There's vaccines and treatments for that. Number 3, reduce the number of sex partners. If you have more than one sex partner, it is imperative that you and your partners get tested and also share results. Number 4, mutual monogamy. Being in a long-term, mutually monogamous relationship with an unaffected partner is one of the most reliable ways to avoid STDs. Meaning, if we're together, we're not doing anybody else. People need to have these conversations. Like I asked you earlier, are you having conversations with people you're having sex with? And number 5, you guys know it, use condoms. I know people hate them, but definitely using condoms to make sure, get you some latex condoms, highly effective in reducing the transmission. All right, so any thoughts about anything we talked about, how you guys feeling about that, being single in the era of STDs. Is everybody okay? Everybody good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm straight.
All right, all right, all right. 1 second as we get ready to close out tonight.
Hey, everyone. This is your girl, Hefe, with Living Single. I just want to say thank you all who are listening to our nightly show. We want to make sure you always stay connected with us by subscribing to our website. And when you do subscribe, you'll receive a free newsletter where you can find updates, tips, and all types of information regarding singles. Please visit our website at www.livingsingle.org.
I just want to say thank you to everyone for your input tonight. Thank you for being open. Thank you for being honest. I know I asked some extremely personal questions, so I definitely appreciate you all answering them and not cursing me out. And I definitely enjoyed you guys. And tomorrow we're going to talk about something fun. We're going to talk about vacationing as a single. And hopefully what we talk about tomorrow will be a vacation that we do between now and the end of the year. So get your passport ready. We might go to Jamaica or something like that. So we're talking about vacationing as a single. But listen, thank you guys so much for the information tonight. Thank you for your input. Thank you guys for listening to the call. Thank you for supporting Living Single in your city. Until the next time, everyone, have a wonderful night. Be safe. And remember, we're still practicing social distancing, so 6 feet back, wear your mask, and wash your hands. Until the next time, have a good night, everyone. I'm Tawanda.